Okay, so today we're going deep on this pretty creepy story. It popped up early 1900s, and it's all about this doll, Pinocchio. Sounds familiar,
Oh,
right?
yeah, definitely.
But this one's got a bit of a dark twist. We've got this narrative lays out the whole weird history of the doll, and we're also going to be looking at how we deal with these kinds of fictional stories. Maybe even find a little bit of humor in the spooky stuff.
I think it's fascinating how something so simple like a doll can end up at the center of all these strange events. Really says something about our need to tell stories, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So imagine this. Early 1900s, we've got this doll maker, a guy named Woody Forrest. He makes this doll, Pinocchio, right? But it's not just some toy he's selling. Woody, gets super attached to this thing, takes Pinocchio everywhere with him. At least that's what the story says.
Yeah, that kind of intense connection to something that's not even alive. It makes you wonder about the psychology behind it, you know. What's he getting out of that relationship? It definitely sets us up to see Pinocchio as more than just wood and paint.
Exactly. And that attachment leads to the really weird stuff. So 1911 rolls around, Woody Forrest dies suddenly. And what happens to his little buddy, Pinocchio? Well, he ends up at the estate auction, just another item for sale.
You'd think something so personal would be handled differently, right? Maybe passed down to family. Putting it up for auction makes you think maybe nobody really understood how much Woody cared about it, or maybe they were just being practical. Money talks.
Right. So this local dentist, a guy named Cucumber, and you can't make this up, he buys the doll. You'd think, okay, end of story, weird doll finds a new home. Nope. Just a few days later, Cucumber dies. And the story says it was under unusual circumstances.
Unusual circumstances. It's so vague. And so creepy. Immediately makes you want to know more. What happened? Did the story give any hints at all? Or are they just trying to freak us out with the mystery?
Well, it doesn't get into specifics, which of course lets our imaginations go wild. But hold on, it gets weirder. The same night Cucumber dies, police are poking around town, asking if anyone saw anything strange. And some people reported seeing this strange-looking figure running in the dark. Not a lot of details, though.
Okay, so we've got a sudden, unexplained death. And then a mysterious figure lurking around. Even if we weren't talking about a creepy doll, that's enough to get people talking, right?
Yeah.
The fact that we don't know exactly what happened just adds to the whole spooky vibe.
For sure. And then it gets even more bizarre. Like hours later, it's still dark out, and the police get a call from a graveyard worker. This guy says he saw a creepy doll, get this, crying at the foot of a grave.
A crying doll in a graveyard. That's like something straight out of a horror movie. Whether it actually happened or not, the image itself is just unsettling.
Did they say anything about how the doll was crying? Like, was it making sounds? Or just, I don't know, leaking something? That would tell us a lot about how believable it is, even in a made-up story. They don't say exactly how it was crying, just that it was. So picture it. Quiet graveyard, middle of the night, this doll weeping by a tombstone. The police show up, and you have to wonder what they were thinking getting that call. And they find Pinocchio right where the worker said he was.
I can only imagine the cops were pretty skeptical, but they had to check it out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a crying doll in a graveyard, that's the kind of thing that becomes an urban legend. What's the protocol for dealing with that?
Well, according to the officers who were there, and this is where things get really unbelievable, the doll slowly turns to face them. And then, supposedly, it tries to run away. The report claims Pinocchio tried to make a break for it, but they caught him.
A doll running away. That's
Yeah.
a whole other level of weird. It's not just passively creepy anymore. Now it's acting like it's alive.
Yeah.
Even for a story, that's pushing it. I wonder if they meant that part to be scary or maybe, like, darkly funny.
And here's the final twist that makes the whole thing even more mysterious. The story says the entire incident, the dentist's death, the shadowy figure, the crying doll, the escape attempt, it was all kept quiet, never released to the public, and Pinocchio vanished. They sent him off to some secret location, and nobody knows where he ended up.
Covering something up, that's classic, right? Makes you wonder why. Were they afraid of causing a panic? Did they have some explanation that made sense but was just too embarrassing? Or was it all about keeping the mystery of Pinocchio alive?
Well, the source is pretty clear. This is a story, not real life. But that doesn't mean we can't think about the questions it raises. It's like a thought experiment, right? How do we react to things that seem impossible?
Exactly. Even in fiction, there are often deeper meanings and connections to how people really act and what they're afraid of. So let's recap. Woody Forrest and his crazy attachment to Pinocchio, the doll getting auctioned off, Cucumber's sudden and weird death, the shadowy figure, the crying doll, the escape attempt, and then the total silence about the whole thing. It's a pretty wild ride.
It really is. Okay, so let's pretend this was all real. What could explain it? Could there have been someone else involved? Maybe somebody had it out for Cucumber. Or maybe it was just a bunch of really bad luck and people turned it into something supernatural because of the doll.
That's a good point. You know how rumors get started? A few weird things happen and people start connecting the dots, especially if there's something creepy like a doll involved. We like to find patterns and explanations, even if they're not really there. And a cursed object, well, that's a pretty good explanation for anything you can't figure out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, but what about Pinocchio himself? Was he just there by chance when all this stuff went down? Or could there be something more to it? Was there something special about the doll because Woody was so attached to it? Or maybe because of how it was made? Or is the doll just a distraction, a way to make a bunch of normal events seem extra creepy?
I think that's what makes the story so interesting. We don't know if Pinocchio is actually alive or just happens to be around when weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
It's up to us to decide what we believe. Yeah. I mean, we've always been fascinated by the idea of objects coming to life, right?
You know, it's kind of fun to think about all the possibilities. It's like a safe way to explore the creepy side of things. I bet if this was a real legend, people would be coming up with all sorts of theories. Our Instagram inspector story, they love digging into these weird little mysteries. They'd have a blast with this one.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can already picture the theories. Some people would say Pinocchio was a bad omen. Others might say Woody accidentally gave the doll some kind of like energy because he was so obsessed with it. Yeah. The fact that we don't know the answers is what makes it so fun to think about.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into the strange and unsettling tale of Pinocchio, I want to leave you with this. Why are we so drawn to stories about objects that seem to have a life of their own? I think it's because, deep down, we wonder if maybe, just maybe, the line between things that are alive and things that aren't is a little blurrier than we think. What other everyday objects have become part of strange stories and unexplained events? Things that make us use our imaginations and maybe get a little creeped out at the same time? That's something to think about even after our deep dive is over.
Definitely gives you something to think about, that's for sure.
All right, until next time.
See you then.